This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
It's 11 minutes past 8. Now, Bish, do you remember about a year ago? We did a whole show blind, didn't we?
We did. We were blindfolded for a whole... It was very dark. It was very dark and quite difficult to actually do radio. Well, the panelling's quite difficult. You can talk, obviously.
Exactly,
what,
yes.
Why was I... Just remind me again, why was I doing that again?
Why did we blindfold you that time?
Yeah,
I can't... That time was for Earth Hour, and Earth Hour is about to descend upon us again to talk to us more about it from the WWF. Good morning, Jonathan Larkin.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Very well. We're not blindfolded today, so that's also a benefit.
So we can see how stunning you look on the phone.
Yeah, that's a big dedication to go blindfolded. We're not asking that much of everyone for it now, but it's not a bad idea. You know, we could give it a go.
I would be shocked if people don't know about Earth Hour, but could you tell us a little bit about the background of Earth Hour first of all, Jonathan?
Yeah, of course. So look, Earth Hour is basically an hour where we all switch out our lights, and the point is to show that, you know, we're all concerned about the environment and climate change, and the big, big issues that seem like they're kind of insurmountable, and, you know, what can one person do? What we wanted to do is create an event where we can let everyone know that, you know, we're all concerned about this problem, and we can tell businesses, and we can tell governments, and we can tell one another. So we've been going for 4 years now, started here in Sydney in 2007. Last year we ended up reaching something like 88 countries around the world and about 1 billion people. So it really is a massive global event now.
And there's a number of things that people can do on a daily basis, not just only obviously on the Earth Hour, just to highlight it. Yeah. One of the things we do as a company is we have to always turn off our computers at the end of the day, which is quite a standard thing, and also all the lights. It's things like that that will actually happen. Are there any other things that you would suggest a listener to do to help out?
Yeah, definitely. And there's loads of those little things. And I guess the real power of Earth Hour is that it offers, you know, an opportunity to do lots of little things together. So some of the other good ones, I mean, I know a lot of people have already switched to green bags instead of plastic bags. A really big difference that you can make is by choosing local and seasonal food. Obviously, you know, if you're getting asparagus that's been flown in from Peru or somewhere else in South America, you know, that's going to use up a lot of environmental resources. Something that I've decided to do is get out of takeaway coffee. I mean, it's better when you have a chance to sit down and drink it there anyway. And if I do need to get a takeaway, then I take my mug with me. And that just saves a bit of waste, a bit of rubbish, and the energy that goes into making that stuff. So it's those kind of small changes just in your sort of day-to-day life, that if we all did them, they'd actually add up to a dramatic effect. So we want people this year to think about, you know, some of these more long-term changes they can make.
Talking about dramatic effects, I was looking at the Earth Hour website, and there's a great little 3-minute video on there showing all the lights going out around the world, and there's some massive, vital buildings.
Yeah, iconic buildings.
Iconic buildings. Yeah. Like you see the Eiffel Tower, the lights being turned off there for Earth Hour. And some of the countries, you know, Kuwait is getting on board. It's quite amazing. Are there any new countries that have jumped on board this year?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, we've just gone past the point we were at last year. So last year was 88 countries, and this year we're up to so far 92, and we hope to have a few more. Some of the latest ones to come on board are Tanzania, the Czech Republic is getting involved for the first time, Kuwait, as you mentioned, and then pretty much, I mean, now that we're sort of at 92, any country you care to name, hopefully there'll be sort of someone somewhere switching off the light for Earth Hour, making sure that they're part of it as well. And the iconic buildings, obviously, if you watch that video on the website, you can see, as you said, the Eiffel Tower, the Pyramids of Giza, the Acropolis in Athens, the lights of Hong Kong, the Empire State Building. I mean, you know, sort of all these massive global icons. Even the Strip in Vegas goes dark for an hour, which is probably one of the biggest achievements of the whole event.
It's amazing. When does this all take place, please, Jonathan?
So, Saturday, the 27th of March at 8:30 p.m., a bit like New Year's Eve, it happens at local time everywhere, so don't, you know, try and adjust your calendar to, you know, fit GMT or anything like that. And there will be an event down at Fed Square in Melbourne. We'll be screening a film and there'll be an outdoor picnic, so, you know, if you want to get out and sort of enjoy the evening, then Fed Square is the place to do it if you're in Melbourne. The other opportunity is, you know, to spend some time inside, turn those lights off, spend some time with the people you know and love, and, you know, relax and just enjoy sort of one quiet hour.
And do what you do when the lights turn off. Jonathan Larkin from the WF, thank you very much for having a chat to us today, letting us know to get ready for Earth Hour.
Thank you much. Thanks very much, guys. See you later.
That was Jonathan Larkin from WWF letting us know about Earth Hour happening on
27th of March. Yeah, we can all get dark and we can all switch the lights out and have a bit of fun together.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.